From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young with Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And we start with terrible news out of Syria. The group, the Islamic State, claiming to have beheaded a second American journalist, Stephen Sotloff, who was kidnapped in Syria over a year ago. Now, we caution, the White House has not confirmed the authenticity of the tape purporting to show the beheading, but CNN did play a portion. Another caution, this may be very difficult to hear given what appears to happen on this tape. But on it, the same British-accented masked fighter who appeared in that video showing the beheading of American journalist James Foley last month directly addresses President Obama.
You, Obama, have yet again, through your actions, killed yet another American citizen. So just as your missiles continue to strike our people, our knife will continue to strike the necks of your people.
ISIS has been demanding an end to U.S. drone strikes in Iraq. Terrible news, and it comes as the Pentagon today would not confirm whether the leader of the Somali Islamic extremist group al-Shabaab was killed by a U.S. drone strike in Somalia last night. John Walcott is team leader for national security and foreign affairs for Bloomberg News in Washington, D.C. He's been covering terrorism for 35 years. And John, your reaction, first of all, to this terrible video purporting to show the death of Stephen Sotloff.
Well, first of all, I think there's every indication that that video is accurate. It's not clear when it was made. It may have been made sometime last month. I would advise all of your listeners not to watch it. It is not something that anyone, any civilized human being, would want to see.
Well, we're also hearing from others, Jim Walsh, for instance, MIT security expert. Don't watch it, because that's exactly what groups like ISIS point to, clicks on videos like this one.
That's right. This is, oddly enough, as barbaric as this group is, it's very sophisticated in its use of media. And one of the interesting questions about these videos are whether they're trying to provoke the United States to get more directly, even more directly involved in the battles in Syria and Iraq, so they can claim that this is a war between believers and non-believers, which would be much to their advantage.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, a State Department spokeswoman says that if the video is genuine, the State Department White House officials, sickened by the brutal act, taking the life of another American citizen, our hearts go out to the Sotloff family. That is first and foremost the concern, but what else? Do you learn anything? Do we learn anything from the video?
Not really. We knew from the Foley video how barbaric this group is, how far out of the mainstream of Islamic thinking they are. But I think the other thing that's interesting is that this video didn't appear until the day after Labor Day, the day most Americans are back at work, and the day this year that most Europeans have finished their August holiday. And so it appears that this video may have been released for maximum emotional impact in Western Europe and the United States.
Yeah. Well, it also is the day after claims that a al-Shabaab leader, Ahmad Abdi Gudene, was killed in a U.S. missile strike last night. Now, the Pentagon won't confirm that either. They say they have to sift through the intelligence to see. But he was thought to be the mastermind of the Nairobi Mall attack last year, one of the State Department and the world's top fugitive terrorist suspects. We're hearing on CNN former CIA officer Bob Baer say that al-Shabaab is starting to talk ISIS, possibly aligning with them instead of al-Qaeda. Do you see any dots connected between that strike and this terrible video?
Well, I'm afraid the evidence suggests what Bob Baer mentioned, which is that the success of IS in Syria and now in Iraq has inspired other groups to begin imitating its tactics. And we've seen some of that in Syria. We've seen a good deal of that in Iraq, where even some fighters who belong to Saddam Hussein's regime have aligned themselves with IS, at least temporarily.
Yeah. Well, and back to that terrible video, you say security experts like yourself glean nothing from it that you don't already know about this group. But we sadly remember that Steve Sotloff was shown at the end of the James Foley tape. Do we get any other indication at the end of this tape?
Well, the indication is that the next one to die, if he's still alive now, is a British hostage that they've captured. That's a little bit interesting because so far Britain has not taken part in active military strikes against IS. The British Prime Minister, Mr. Cameron, is to speak this evening, and it will be interesting to hear what his reaction is. I certainly don't expect any change in British policy, although it's possible that the British response could be the opposite of what IS wants, and that is more military activity.
Well, and Brits have already said that they're going to take action against people within the country and perhaps returning to the country. But there's also a young female American aid worker reportedly being held by ISIS. Did we learn anything more about her?
No, we haven't, but her life is certainly in danger as well.
Terrible. John Walcott, team leader for national security and foreign affairs for Bloomberg News there in Washington, D.C., studied terrorism for 35 years. And talking to us as a new tape purports to show the death of journalist Stephen Sotloff. John, thank you.
You're welcome. Good to be with you.